Brought to you by 4Flight, makers of intelligent iPad apps for pilots. Visit 4Flight.com to learn more about 4Flight Mobile for iPad. With best-in-class design and backed by fanatical pilot support, 4Flight Mobile is aviation's most popular app. And by the Sennheiser S1 Aviation Headset. Experience the quiet revolution with groundbreaking digital adaptive noise cancellation technology and comfort features that allow you to fully customize your personal S1. Sennheiser, the quiet revolution. Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA 2012 in Orlando, Florida. I'm with Lee Lauerbach. Lee, you've been with Stallion 51 for a number of years. You're an air show performer. Now you're introducing a new unusual attitude recovery program using the L-39 airplane and also the P-51. Tell us what the intent is here.
Well, Paul, that's right. Stallion 51 has been I would like to think, a leader in high-performance training in airplanes, propeller-driven airplanes like the P-51 Mustang and the Bearcat, the Corsair, all of that. So for 25 years, we've been working with that all the way back to the Navy Test Pilot School. And so from my corporate world, working for Arnold Palmer for 17 years, I saw a need for what we call unusual attitude or upset prevention and recovery training, UPRT being the acronym. And so I saw a need that we sort of developed from Stallion 51 over to what we're operating now is the jet, the L-39, very highly modified turbojet, and for just that UAT program. And so it seems to be working well.
One of the unusual things about this, and maybe the most unusual thing, is that it's conducted both as a VFR training regime and also IFR. So the student sits in the back of the L-39 with blackout curtains and recovers via the glass panel display. How does all that work?
Well, the short answer works very well. And the long answer is that we do. There's a ground school section which covers aeromedical and also aerodynamics. There's also the VFR side, in which contact flying, and sort of new to the industry is seriously the IFR side. So yes, it's underneath a whole curtain that comes over, blocks out. As I was kidding this morning, you know, the old acronym or the old saying is one peek is worth 1,000 scans, but you can't peek out of this. It's not like a little hood. So you're truly recovering the airplane from an instrument situation. And that's something that is real new to the civilian side. Military has been doing it for years and years and years, but the civilian market really hasn't.
Now, you mentioned in your briefing that the technology had to catch up to this because heretofore the AHARs couldn't quite keep up with the unusual attitudes to the extent that you could rely on the information to recover, but that's no longer true.
That's correct. A long wait for the technology to come to a price point that it's affordable. The technology has existed for a long time, but you know, basically in military airplanes and some of the higher end general aviation airplanes. But to come down to a point that is affordable to work in a program like this, so our mission in the airplane, the basics of unusual attitude training, it works extremely well.
Now, you mentioned that the total cost full-up program is $7,500, a couple days of training. Can I take part of that in the P-51, part in the L-39? How does that work?
Well, yes, you can, actually. You know, obviously the Mustang has a lot of appeal, and we always get the question, well, can I do the VFR side in the Mustang? And the answer is yes, you can. The basics are the same for recovery. A little bit differences between power management, speed brake, but the basics of recovery are there. So, yes, the ground school, you can do the VFR side in the Mustang and then the IFR side in the back of the jet.
In your briefing, you mentioned something interesting about the Mustang is that you've been doing the programs with would-be naval test pilots, and you've learned some things about the Mustang that maybe weren't known before or you didn't know. What kinds of things?
Well, Paul, that's right. We actually... Stallion 51's first mission was actually working for the Navy Test Pilot School in Patuxent River, Maryland, and for what they call qualitative evaluation. And that work is allow a test pilot student to fly an airplane at high performance that allows them to see a lot of things that are in academics but they don't have in their inventory, i.e. torque effects. And we say, well, the military doesn't fly propeller-driven airplanes. Well, yes, they do. All the way back to the Osprey, the Texan II, they're still there. So torque effect, P-factor, gyroscopics, the Mustang becomes a great trainer for that kind of thing. Plus, it has a lot of deficiencies from today's world. Probably the biggest is you can't see out of the front and you taxi the airplane. Well, certainly you can. So that's a major gig from a test pilot deal. But in flying with the military, we started really learning a lot about the airplane. We put the whole envelope on the table, including spinning the airplane. And, you know, I probably have 400 spin evolutions in the P-51. And it's an airplane that, an interesting spin airplane. So, yeah, we learned a lot by teaching it, you know, and I think that's true in a lot of cases. When you start to teach something, that's when you really learn it yourself.
Now, getting back to the UAT, the program is now ready to launch and will be available now?
Yes, this is sort of the introduction to the program, and yes, it is ready. We're already reaching out to some major flight operations, and we've done some already, and looking forward to doing a whole lot more, bringing the safety aspect of unusual attitude. And you can look at the accidents all the way to Air France, like we're talking about, that they get into some basics of flying the airplane. And that art is being lost in today's world of simulation. And to take it out of the simulator side, back to the real world side, is just really key.
And finally, can you give us contact information, website, telephone number?
Yes, I can. You can always find us at stallion51.com and Jet UAT, and those are two websites that will take you right to our operation and tell you a whole lot more about the program and the people and everything about it.
Well, thanks for the briefing, Lee.
Paul, enjoyed it. You take care.
It's Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening.